Bringing Gary Home, the Dunn family story.
A man's been found guilty of murdering a young Liverpool dad on the Costa del Sol. Spaniard Victor Navas killed Gary Dunn with a machete in 2006. The 22-year-old builder had been working in the country. Confessed drug addict Navas told the court in Malaga he couldn't remember.
The parents of a Liverpool man murdered in Spain have been told they won't be able to bring his body home for at least 3 more years. 22-year-old Gary Dunn from West Derby was killed in a brutal street attack. His mum and dad have been told his body can't be flown back to Liverpool until it's completely decomposed for hygiene reasons.
It could be 3, 4, 5 years, we've been told, because of the atmospheric conditions where Gary is in a concrete box. It could take 6, 7 years.
People who have lost people before, they haven't forgot, but they've moved on, and I'm still stuck in this 3-year freeze, and it's just horrible.
The Prime Minister stepped into a Liverpool family's fight to lay their murdered son to rest. Gary Dunn's family have been trying to get his body home from Spain for the past 2 years, but have been stopped by red tape. Now, though, a man's been convicted for the killing, and Gordon Brown says there's no reason for Gary's remains to be held any longer.
You're totally on autopilot because you're just thinking about getting Gary home. Once you've actually got him home, that's when the grief will hit. Because at the moment, it's as though he's just away somewhere. Once we've got him home and we've got a place to go and say, there's the coffin there, now we know he's gone.
The dreams of getting Gary Dunn's body home for Christmas have been dashed for his family. The funeral director on the Costa del Sol is now refusing to apply for the licence needed to embalm his body.
It's only in a time like this when you realise just how important family is. Although this is a tragedy, it's been a strange kind of blessing for us as a family, because we appreciate each other a lot more now than we used to. And I think we've got Gary to thank for that. I think that's his legacy. His legacy is he's brought our family together and he's made us a really strong family.
After a long and painful legal battle, the authorities in the Costa del Sol have given them the licence to have him repatriated.
I just can't wait to get there now and I want to see his coffin. I'm going to I'll start to pull it out the wall because I was the last one to touch Gary, put him in there, and I'll be the ones to pull it out.
On the third anniversary of a Liverpool man's murder, his family are finally about to fly out to Spain to bring back his body. 22-year-old Gary Dunn was stabbed to death by a machete-wielding knife man on the Costa del Sol in 2006. His body is now being prepared for his final journey back home to Liverpool on Thursday. Laura Harms is with Gary's mum and brother as they get ready to fly over to Spain tonight. Laura.
We're flying out to Malaga this evening, me and Gary's mother Lee and also his brother Ricky. I'm joined now by Ricky in the airport, and just tell me what your emotions are like ahead of this final stage.
To be honest, it's really mixed emotions. It's some of joy, some of sorrow. Obviously I'll be happy that the final battle's been won, so to speak. Well, it will be when he's buried. But it's just, once again, it's just sick of me how long it's going on for. It's just going to be nice to finally have some closure and somewhere where the family can go and visit my brother.
And we've had the news today that his body has been exhumed, so the wheels are being set in motion.
Definitely, yeah. At least this time there's no going back, so to speak. After so many fake promises by the Spanish authorities, it's nice to actually see it is set in stone this time. Gary will be home within the next 2 days.
I've just stepped off a plane in Malaga after a 2.5-hour flight from Liverpool. A gust of warm Spanish evening air has just hit me, and the people around me are here for a holiday, for a bit of spring sunshine. But for one Liverpool family, they're not here for a holiday at all. They're not here to have fun or to relax. They're here for just one reason, and that's to get their murdered son's body home. Today's date is a very significant one for the Dunns of West Derby. It was on the 3rd of March 2006, exactly 3 years ago, that 22-year-old Gary Dunn was murdered here on the Costa del Sol. For the past 3 years, the family have waged an exhausting and sometimes heartbreaking battle to get his body back home so that he can be buried in his home city. Now, after fighting against the Spanish authorities, against an ancient hygiene law, and after the intervention of Prime Minister Gordon Brown, hopefully that can happen.
The bar we're in now is called Sizzles. It's great. It's a lovely bar. We used to love coming here. And this is the bar where me and Gary last had our drink together. Had a nice evening with him watching England and Uruguay game at Anfield. Watching, we sat there, right at them stools on the bar there, watching on the TV behind me. And then got to the end of the game. And as I say, we left right after the game to get home to our apartment because we work the next day. And it was literally not even 50 metres across the, on the corner where you see there. That's the corner where I said to Gary, you know, Gary said he's going to go and see Chris. Oh, it's okay, so not be too long, you know. And Gary went straight on. I went down to our apartment, and it was the last time I've ever seen him alive. I never thought for the life of me that it was the last time we'd see Gary alive, type of thing. And we just had our last beer together. Give him a big hug, kiss on the cheek, but you know, on the corner of the road just here. And I said, all right, so don't be too late. Love you millions. See you in the morning. See you later, don't be too late. And you never know what's going around. You never know what's around the corner. It couldn't be me that night. As it was Gary. It was unfortunate. It was a horrible thing around. But it's just, you never know what's around the corner. And at least he knows, you know, the last thing I done was give him a kiss on the cheek and I said, love you millions. See you later, son, don't be too late.
On the night of Gary Dunn's murder, his fiancée Ashley was at home in Liverpool looking after their five-month-old son, Kieran. Gary had been working as a builder out in Spain and sending money home to help pay for their planned wedding. On the 3rd of March 2006, their young family was shattered forever.
I always remember the day I got the phone call. It was snowing. I was just about to walk out the door and the phone rang. And normally I always leave the phone and I just think, oh, I can't be bothered if it's important, you phone me back later on. But I ran back. I don't know why, I just ran back to the phone and I had to answer it. And I don't know, people say you do get a feeling, so that must have been. We were very, very close. It was hard being apart when he was working in Spain and it was, we were on the phone, used to phone but half nine every single night. So at least I've stopped looking at the clock now at half nine. It was just, it was like, when, you know, I never understood the expression of your heart breaking or your heart being shattered. My heart shattered into 1,000 pieces that day, and I'd never understood it before, but I did that day. I really did.
Almost 3 years to the day, Ewan and Gary's parents have been fighting to bring the body home. What's that been like for you?
Horrendous, more like it's like Father's Day. It's because Gary never got the opportunity of Father's Day with Kieran, and it's like we've got nowhere to go. There's just nowhere, and for to have him to come home and to go on our anniversary, go and put flowers, I would just go and have talk to him and say, but we just want to tell him stuff and to be able to take Kieran, and then one day maybe he'll understand.
What does Kieran know about his dad?
Nothing. He knows. He like he sees pictures, but he doesn't. He knows he's a star. He said, is he a star? And I said, yeah, he is. He's a star in the sky. But that's all he knows. He doesn't understand. He was 5 months old. So he doesn't really know. All he knows is that he's only got me, really.
Do you see Gary in Kieran?
Yeah, every day. Yeah. He's exactly like him. He's got Kieran's got a heart of gold like Gary did. Kieran could do anything for you. He'd give you his last chocolate bar. It's like Gary would give you his last penny. It's just they're exactly the same. I just want, it's 3 years on. You know, people who have lost people before, you know, they haven't forgot, but they've moved on. And I'm still stuck in this 3 year freeze. And it's just horrible. It really is horrible.
Going back to before he died and when he was in Spain, did he like his life in Spain? Was he happy before he died?
He was, but, you know, he went over there to work. He went over there to provide for me and my son. He couldn't get a job here. It was just too hard for him to find work here. So he went, because he was always that type of person. He always wanted to provide for his family. You know, if I ever wanted anything, he'd always make sure I had it. Or if Kieran needed it, he'd always make sure he had to go out and work. So that's why he went.
In light of what actually happened in the end, do you ever find yourself wishing that he hadn't gone out there?
Yeah, every day. Every day. Doing horrendous, having to wake up every day to my little boy and pretend everything's okay when basically it's not. And but I've had to carry on for my son. I've had to. Gary would have done exactly the same if it had been the other way around. I've got to look after that little boy.
Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.
It was on this quiet, palm tree-lined avenue in the Costa del Sol where Gary Dunn was murdered 3 years ago. Today, his dad, Stephen, made an emotional trip back to the spot where his son lay bleeding after he was hacked in the stomach with a machete.
I couldn't believe it happened to you. If you literally walked down the bottom of the road, you know, look behind and look at the palm trees, you see the tennis courts and the private villas, and straight down the bottom of the road, there's the sea, you know, and it really is a beautiful, idyllic place. And to think I am actually standing now in a spot where Gary was severely injured and bleeding, obviously very heavily. And you know what? I don't know, there's kind of cold shiver, but I almost feel like I'm just, I don't know, getting some to him. I don't know. I feel, I want to say closer to him standing here, but you know what I mean? I just feel something for being here where he was. I just wish to God I'd have been with him that night. Danny walked right up from the bottom where you see now coming towards us. He walked right up this side of the road from the bottom end of that red light, traffic light there, right to here. And this is a scooter went past here, beep, 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 which is a classic telltale sign. You're going to get mugged or you're going to be attacked when the scooter goes past and does that. And Gary said to Chris, because Chris had not been here that long, watch out, Chris, if a gang comes around the corner, get on your toes. And sure enough, just then a gang ran from across here, ran next to Gary and Chris. And as like that, Gary tried to push Chris out the way and run. And as Gary pushed Chris, as we're standing here, and as he went to run across there, Gary, the lad, just swung the machete and went right through him.
Did we ever find out the motive? Was it a mugging or just a senseless, unprovoked attack?
Yeah, I went through a list of the police, and even in the court, the murder trial in September, he admitted the 100% unprovoked attack on Gary. He didn't know Gary. There was no name. He knew him not by name or by sight. It was literally Gary was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was an unprovoked attack in the sense that the lad just wanted was just looking for anyone to attack that night. Even though Gary was, you know, what they wanted, British, that's where the racial element comes into, which I think is disgusting. But it could have been anybody. There was, as I said, there was no arguments. They'd never known or seen each other before in their lives. Chris didn't recognise the lads at all. The lad admitted, the Spanish lad, Victor Posse Navas, he admitted he didn't know Gary, he'd never seen him in his life. There'd been no argument, there'd been no hassle, no fight or nothing. And there was just, he blamed his drugs, which I would not accept that in the court. I simply wouldn't accept the drugs being the excuse to kill Gary, because drugs never killed my son. The machete killed Gary, not drugs.
Coming back to this spot 3 years on, I mean, how do you feel now about the attack and towards those people that did this? Can you make any sense of it in your head at all, or are you still very angry towards them?
Very, very angry towards them. How anyone can go out with a weapon, not just here in Spain, but, you know, where we're living at home in Liverpool, anywhere for that matter, you know, knives are for the kitchen, you use knives in the kitchen, they're not toys, they're not, you know, you leave them at home. These people have got to go out carrying knives. If that lad's family knew what the heartbreak they've caused us, I'm sure no matter how bad and wicked and evil some people can be, if they realise the pain, the anguish, the heartbreak and the turmoil we've gone through over the last 3 years, I'm sure even the most wicked person in the world would think, hang on, I'm doing wrong here. I'm going to put my knife in the bin and not take it out no more or something. I can't believe anyone would want to just go and cause such heartbreak as they have done to us. You know, I'm not saying it would not have happened in England, because it could have done, but what I will never, ever forgive them for, and I can say it now, is the way the Spanish authorities have treated us. They have never, ever given us the respect that we deserve, and allowed us to give Gary the dignified funeral that he deserves until now. And to make someone wait 3 years for that is ridiculous. It's just totally unreasonable, unnecessary and inhumane. That's the only way I can describe it. It's barbaric and inhumane what they've done to us. I'll never ever forget the Spanish for this, you know, and this area. And as I say, I loved it. After you used to love walking down here, and but no more.
Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.